The Communist Party of China has granted the July 1st medal to its outstanding members for the first time amid celebrations of the party's centenary. General Secretary Xi Jinping speaks highly of the recipients.
The July 1st medalists are from the people and are rooted in the people. They are ordinary heroes who have been making sacrifices on their posts. Their stories are exemplary and replicable. Their spirits are within reach.
He called on all CPC members to be the vanguard of this era and the backbone of the nation. The highest honor in the party will be granted every 5 years. This year, 29 people have been chosen as the first recipients. The accolade joins the highest order of China's honor system, along with the Medal of the Republic, the August 1st Medal, the Friendship Medal, and the National Titles of Honor. China and Russia have agreed to extend the 20-year-old Treaty of Good Neighborliness and Friendly Cooperation. During a video meeting, Chinese President Xi Jinping said the pact has established the idea of enduring friendship and become a vivid example of fostering a new type of international relations. President Vladimir Putin said the extension will lay a more solid foundation for the long-term development of bilateral ties. Signed in 2001, the treaty stipulates that the two sides will only solve their differences through peaceful means. Both sides vow to respect each other's choice for the course of political, economic, social, and cultural development. They also reaffirm the commitment that they'll not be the first to use nuclear weapons against each other. An art performance titled The Great Journey was held in Beijing on Monday to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Communist Party of China. Party and state leaders, including Xi Jinping, joined around 20,000 people to watch the performance at the National Stadium. The epic show, divided into four parts, depicts how the Chinese people, under the leadership of the party, have carried out revolution, construction, and reform over the past 100 years. Senior officials of the Communist Party of China have spoken about the country's achievements in various fields under the leadership of the party. Han Menxiu is with the Central Committee for Financial and Economic Affairs.
Under the leadership of the CPC, China's economy has taken off. In the past 70 years since the founding of New China, the economy has grown by about 189 times. Now China's economy has surpassed 100 trillion yuan, ranking the second in the world, accounting for over 17% of the world's total. In the beginning stage of the People's Republic, we could not even produce a tractor. Now China is the only country in the world that has all the industrial departments defined by the UN. China is the largest producer of over 220 industrial products, including cars and computers.
The Wimbledon Championship's back after being canceled last year due to the pandemic. Novak Djokovic began his title defense with a four-set win in the opening round. The world number one fought back after losing the opening set against wildcard player Jack Draper. Djokovic is looking to match Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal's shared record of 20 Grand Slam titles by winning Wimbledon for a sixth time.